There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Karen Reed and John O'Keefe, a case that has divided many, including a whole community. This is something that has so many questions surrounding it and a lot of mystery. Joining us to discuss, Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor, president, West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. Nima, I think the first question I have on this case specifically to you from an attorney's perspective is, how did this thing go from manslaughter to second degree murder when there seems to be a lot up in the air here in terms of true intention or not?
Yeah, it started with Boston prosecutors alleging that this was an accident, sort of a hit and run, maybe, you know, a DUI involved. But then all of a sudden, we went in this very different direction. This was intentional. They were having some, you know, disagreements, essentially a toxic relationship, and she killed him and left him to die. Now, of course, the defense, really fascinating defense here, saying that this is all part of a police cover up. Mm-hmm. And really, well, what we've seen so far, you know, in terms of, you know, the forensics, and obviously the defense is arguing that these were sort of defensive wounds, and this was someone who was beaten and assaulted and left for dead. Really sort of fascinating case. And obviously, I went to school in Boston, but, you know, the lawyers who are handling the case are actually here from Los Angeles, where I'm from. So they're going all the way out there to handle this. And there's been a lot of pretrial litigation in this case involving discovery and so forth. So this is the type of case that, you know, rarely do I say cases are going to go to trial, but this is one I can absolutely see going to trial, and it's going to be fascinating. And I'm sure one the whole nation's going to be watching.
It certainly is. When you look at it, you know, from a 100-foot overview, and you just kind of examine everyone's behavior that night, lots and lots of drinking, and probably to an extent on some of them, I would say, you know, almost one of those days where you wake up the next morning and go, I don't remember anything from like 10 p.m. Yeah. onward. Is that really more of what we're dealing with here? Because it seems nobody really at least as far as we know, yes, a rocky relationship, but not every rocky relationship ends in somebody running the other one over or intentionally doing that. Is this really a night that we're talking about where everybody drank too much, an accident happened, he died, but are we ever going to really know what truly happened? Because are those who were there even competent to speak to what happened after that level of drinking and confusion, which that night obviously went far into the early morning hours, as we know from text messages between some of the folks and such?
You know, I agree. It sounds like just a terrible hangover movie. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think if the defense was saying, well, look, this is just a terrible accident and this is, you know, simple negligence or manslaughter, this wasn't intentional murder, you know, maybe we could be having this conversation. Because the defense is going in such a very different direction, saying, oh, no, this was murder, but it wasn't Reed who did it. It was his colleagues in the Boston mm-hmm. Police Department, you know, to cover up some other issue there. I think you're looking at two very different cases. You know, you're going to see experts that are coming and they're going to say that, you know, these injuries, these cuts, these abrasions, they're not consistent with someone being hit by a vehicle. Mm-hmm. They're consistent with someone being beaten to death. So I think for that reason, we're not going to be looking at so much, hey, was this intentional? Was this an accident when you're dealing with a vehicular case? Mm-hmm. We're going to have the jurors at least consider the real possibility that this was an actual murder.
And with that being said, obviously those officers are not on trial. The charges are against Karen Reed at this point. And I mean, let's say, let's just go to trial and she's found not guilty. Let's go down that road. Does that open up the doors then? Because somebody did this. There's someone that needs to be responsible for it, whether intentional or not. Will they ever go down the other road? Is it valid to start looking down that other road at the, not obviously at this time, they're focusing on Karen, but would, do you think they would look down those other roads of possibility of the officers and, you know, people who we believe were his friends, whether accidental death or intentional?
It's possible, Tony, but a couple of things. First, you know, whenever a defense attorney can put the police officers on trial, whether it's the investigating officers or friends of the victim or colleague, I mean, they're really ahead, right? As a prosecutor, you don't want to be defending your witnesses and their actions. You want to be going after the defendant aggressively. So that's one issue. The second is, you know, it's only possible to try the case against the officers if they lose, but that rarely happens. I mean, think of the cross-examination of the handling detective. Hey, wait, so now you're saying, you know, so-and-so person did it, but, you know, a year or two ago, you were saying that it was Reed that did it, and you were completely wrong. And, you know, jury came back 12-0, not guilty. So why should we new jurors have any reason to believe you? Very tough case to prosecute if Reed is truly acquitted to go after the officers a second time.
Where do you think this is going, just in your opinion, speculating? Do they have something in their back pocket that they're waiting to show in court? I know there's the voicemails. We haven't heard those yet.
Yeah.
There's the allegations that they're very angry voicemails. But again, people fight. And if you're leaving angry voicemails, I don't know that always that precedes running someone over. I would think you'd almost be trying to have radio silence unless you didn't realize that you just ran someone over.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to just rely on the voicemails alone. We all know all sorts of people who are in toxic relationships, you know, crazy types. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to act on it. I mean, that being said, you know, I was talking to one of my attorney friends yesterday and he defended Jody Arias. And mm-hmm. so it can potentially get to the point where, you know, a girlfriend kills her boyfriend. I think the voicemails are going to be important in terms of motive, but I think this is a case that's probably going to come down to a battle of the experts, you know, where you're going to have folks that are going to say, you know, MDs, pathologists, coroners that are going to say, listen, what happened to O'Keefe? This has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, someone's gotten beat up or a vehicle. And it's really going to be up to the jurors to decide, you know, which expert they believe.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.